Can we talk with the face? Instead of using all these strange devices, it seems like you and I need to have a crazy conversation.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. You're listening to Blues Source Canada. I am Ken Wallace, and we are here to feature the best in Canadian blues. New releases, past releases, one thing you can count on, they're all good releases. This week, we're going to start off with Delana Gayle Bowen. She's got a new release. She is an Afro-Canadian Cherokee force of nature. She's known for her singing, songwriting. She's an actress. She's a playwriter. She does just about everything. Her new release is called Looking Back. We're going to hear two songs, the title track, and I Got You, Delana Gayle Bowen.
When I start my day, I don't worry about where I've been. For all these things I know right here, right comes from living in my own way. Ooh. I'm looking back in wonder.
Looking back
in time.
Looking back.
I can feel and hear the thunder. that's given me this life of mine. Every time I wake up, I think of where I've been. Tossed into this world, no room for this girl. Yeah, that's where I've been. Tell you my childhood days, my wandering ways, and all that I have seen. I'm looking back,
looking back,
ooh, in wonder,
looking back,
looking back,
looking back,
back in time.
Looking back.
I can feel,
ooh,
and hear the thunder
that's given me this life of mine.
There ain't no rhyme or reason to how I have survived, but damn, I'm so grateful just to be alive. Folks did their best to guide and teach me. I lived and learned to walk in love and grace. I'm looking back,
looking back,
in wonder.
Given me this life of mine.
Be a better woman or a better man. Where you going, sister? Where you going, brother? The script is written. We're here to love one another. Looking back,
looking back,
in wonder.
Looking back,
looking back,
looking back,
back in time.
Looking back,
I can feel and hear the thunder
back, that's given me this life.
Too good to be true, baby. how good the way you love me every day. There's nothing I would change. That's why I wanna say, you know, you and I and the love we have, it's magic, yes, it's true. And every day I'm thankful to say, you got me and I got you. I got you. I got you. It feels too good to be true. I got you. I got you. I got you. It feels too
The release is called Looking Back. That was Delana Gayle Bowen. Well, let's get into some great blues, some dirty South blues. This is Robert Connolly Farr. He's from British Columbia. We got two tunes, Ode to the Lonesome and Magnolia. Enjoy some Robert Connolly Farr.
Thank you. hidden down Highway 49, down near Hinds County line. See a rebel flag flying high. I hang my head inside Magnolia, Magnolia. She don't burn the cross no more, not like she done after the war. We don't run, we don't hide, full of hate and rebel pride. Magnolia, prettiest flower in the dirty sack. She's the one I'm talking about. Devil in a dress with a pretty mouth. She'll chew you up and spit you out. If you see her, stay clear, boy, I'm telling you now. Magnolia,
from his release Dirty South Blues. Also from British Columbia, we've got Arsen Shomakov, originally from Russia, now living in Canada. We've got two tunes, and we're going to sit back and relax and enjoy these. They're both instrumentals. It is from his release Rain City Blues. We've got Three Arrows and Hello Little Bird.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Arsene Shamuka from the West Coast in Vancouver, and you're listening to the great Canadian blues tunes on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the blues alive.
And Shomakoff. Well, get ready for some rockin' blues. This is Sass Jordan, well known for her vocals in the rock world. She's turned to the blues with a whole bunch of cover songs. We're gonna hear Leaving Trunk, which is from Taj Mahal, and we're gonna hear One Way Out. This is the release called Sassy Blues and the Champagne Hookers.
Pardon me. Sorry, guys.
Keep it here, but please don't let my husband.
Jordan from Sassy Blues and the Champagne Hookers. Let's enjoy some more great female vocals. This is Angel Forrest. She's won a boatload of awards. She's now in Memphis for the winter, composing new tunes, which we will get to hear in the near future. This is from her latest release, Hellbent with Grace. We're going to hear Bane, Lorraine, and Looking Glass. Let's listen to some Angel Forrest.
You love me, you tell me every day. You love our life and the songs we write, but still you slip away. Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. You're so insecure, you think that she's the only cure. Anytime, any place, any price you'll pay for. Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. Stay away.
this is Angel Forrest. You're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. He's bringing you the best of the best in Canadian blues music. Yeah.
No difference what I've done. I've taught you things to help you become a woman with a diamond mind of a saint, the heart of a warrior, child of a son. That's what she said. You'll learn to play the game, you know you're never alone. Gaze in the looking glass, that's where you'll always see the kind of woman I want you to be. Well, that's what my mama said, that's what your mama said.
Angel Forrest from her release, Hellbent with Grace. A new group coming up now. They are called the Horojo Trio, and they are three guys from Ottawa, including J.W. Jones. They went to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, and they won it all, first place for the band category. We're going to have a chat with J.W. Jones in just a minute. For now, let's listen to 100 Yard Dash.
No matter on them legs. Here come those eyes, and neither would I could ever deny.
Is 100 Yard Dash. It is Horo Joe Trio. And with 100 Yard Dash, there's always a winner. And let me tell you, this band is a real winner. To tell us all about it, on the phone is J.W. Jones. Welcome to the show, J.W.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you guys pulled off an amazing feat at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. Tell us all about it.
Well, this band, Horo Joe Trio, has only been around for about a year and a half. And it actually started from an impromptu jam after a charity event. And Jeff Rogers, the singer, and Jamie Holmes, the drummer, were playing as a duo at the after party. And I showed up and wanted to sit in for a couple tunes. So I threw my amp on stage and my guitar. And we played a couple songs. It turned into a couple more songs. And it turned into literally a two-hour jam of playing blues and R&B and all that kind of fun stuff. And I was loving it because Jeff Rogers is literally one of the best singers you're going to hear anywhere on the planet. And for him to hear me answering his vocal with, you know, B.B. King style riffs over a Bobby Bland song, you know, that's something that's been missing for him. So the combination was just beautiful. And we thought, hey, you know, we have to start a band. And then before you know it, we went into the Road to Memphis Challenge by the Ottawa Blues Society, which is the competition locally, that and the winner goes down to Memphis. And then we went down there, and everything seems to have worked out. We played really well, and we're blown away and thrilled that we could take top honors.
Not only did you take top honors as the best band, you took top honors as the best guitarist in a band.
Yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable. I have no idea what to say about that. I'm not sure if you're familiar or your listeners are familiar, but in Memphis, when the bands are playing, you're being judged on a scorecard. And the scorecard is out of blues content, originality, instrumental talent, and stage presence. So you have to make sure you're hitting all your marks. And blues content is the heaviest weighted category. It's multiplied by 4. So if you go in there and you're really amazing, but you sound like a jazz band, then you're getting killed on the points. So you have to make sure you sound like a blues band, and you're also hitting all the other marks with originality and things like that. However, with the guitar award, there you don't even know you're being judged. You know what I mean? That just happens in the finals only. And I guess the 5 judges get together and say, you know, who is the best guitar player and what do we think? And then decide that way. So as I was playing, I had no idea I was really being considered. You know what I mean?
Well, you sure have continued a Canadian tradition. Steve Strongman is one. Ben Racine's won it before. So
yep.
You're carrying on quite a tradition. What does it feel like to be up against, I think it's close to 200 bands, isn't it, that compete?
That's right, yeah. Well, I mean, all I can say is music is subjective. And anytime, like, I'll say the same thing about the Grammys, the Juno Awards, the Maple Blues Awards, this thing. It's like, it's so subjective. You know, how do you say this is better than that? I mean, it's music, it's art. It's very difficult to look at it that way. However, you know, there were so many great bands there. And we saw, you know, one band, for example, from Germany. They're called the Bluesanovas. And we had finished our gig one night at the Rum Boogie and went over to B.B. King's Club to grab some food. And these guys were on stage when we walked in, and we just looked at each other like, whoa, like this is the competition. Like, holy cow, they were swinging hard. They looked good. They're young guys. And then a Korean band came after them, and they were also great musicians. And it's like you look at these bands and go, okay, well, you know, we're probably not going to win, but we're just here to have a good time and see what happens. And strangely, some of the best bands that we saw didn't make it to the finals. And that means another band knocked them out. And that means some judge or combination of judges thought that another band was better than those guys. And that was surprising to us. But, you know, it's just an incredible thing. And you just never know how it's going to go. And we just played the best we could, basically.
How were the finals decided? You played for a certain length of time each band. I think there was 8 finalists. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, each band plays for 20 minutes in the finals. The set lengths change as you go on. So you start in the quarterfinals with a 25-minute set. You do 2 shows, and then if you move on, it's a 30-minute set. And then if you move on, it's a 20-minute set. So not only is it a 20-minute set, but you have 10 minutes between acts to change over. And that is very difficult to do, especially when you're a guitar player and you want to get a certain sound from an amp. You don't have time to mess around with it. You just have to, you know, dial it in as quickly as you can and hope for the best. But yeah, so it's judged on a 20-minute set, and the categories I mentioned before, and it was 5 judges in the finals, and it was 3 judges for every other everything else leading up to it.
Well, where can our listeners get a hold of some of your music?
You can find us at HorojoTrio.com, and we have some streamable music on there. Otherwise, we're talking about making a debut album, which will be out hopefully later this year. But we're you know, we went down to Memphis. I can say this now. We went down to Memphis like, okay, we'll see what happens. This may or may not determine how seriously we move forward with the band. And then when we won, it was like, okay, we woke up the next day like, this changes everything. You know, we have
sure
to release
does.
An album now. Yeah. We have to release an album, and, you know, we'll be playing on the Blues Cruise and the Big Blues Vendor. We've confirmed the Chicago Blues Festival. I mean, Telluride Blues Festival. We're all over the place this summer and fall. So now it's a matter of really getting behind it. And one of the previous winners, Mr. Sip, came up to us and said, look, guys, a lot of people have won this and done nothing with it, but you can do something with it. I'm a prime example. My rates went from X to Y. I went from playing X type of gigs to Y type of gigs. You know, everything improved. So it's a matter of what you do with it now. And so that's really inspired us to make the most of it.
Well, I sure hope some of the Canadian blues festivals pick you guys up, because I'd love to see you live. It would be a real experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, JW, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to play another tune from you guys, and I wish you all the best, and looking forward to seeing you live one day.
Thanks so much, Ken. I appreciate it.
Okay, JW, thank you so much. Let's hear another tune from the Horojo Trio.
Thank you. knew.